Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Shelly and I have been good friends since my time in Grand Rapids. He worked with me in Grand Rapids, worked with me some when I was in Detroit as well. Again, Shelly's a guy who obviously has unbelievable experiences, loved always to get his perspective, still continue to love to get his perspective. He gave me some tips on the penalty kill last season. So he's a guy that you know, obviously both of them I'll stay in touch with, both good people and great hockey people.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 The Score. Always a delight to talk to Chris Chelios, our favorite BetMGM ambassador, and he's brought to you by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Download the app today. Discover our new look, same game parlay product, live bet tracking, parlay, quick betting, and more. Please gamble responsibly. And Chris joins us on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, aturo.com. Good morning, Chris. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
Doing well.
Good. It was fun to talk to the new Blackhawks head coach to see what Jeff Blashill had to say for himself. And, you know, it's a good time. It's a good time of year when you're in the off season and you got a new coach and he's talking about the young guys and you still have a third overall pick coming in. I mean, there's a lot to like about it. We'll figure out if they can get some agent experience as well whenever free agency turns around.
Yeah, I mean, you got a great experienced coach. He's had some success. He won the Calder or the. Yeah, the Calder Cup with Grand Rapids when we were there. Worked under John Cooper for years. They've been together, so systems are somewhat alike as opposed to where Cooper's got such a great veteran team, and they've been on a great run in Tampa. But the media's going to like him. The fans, the players are going to like him. He's a very approachable guy, honest guy. No sarcasm. He means business.
He referenced calling you last year for help or some talking about the penalty kill, which is what he was in charge of in Tampa Bay. What do you recall about that conversation? And then what were your days like back with Grand Rapids? And he said also with the Red Wings with Blashill.
Yeah, I just saw Tampa was struggling. And, I mean, the one thing I did for the last 10 years of my career, had a lot of success on the PK. A lot of it might have had to do with I was playing with Nick Lidstrom. That never hurts. But even in world championships and the Olympics and stuff, one thing I think I'm pretty good at is keeping things simple for the penalty killers. And I like doing it. I worked with Tony Granato in Detroit. Like Jeff had mentioned, a little part-time. I just didn't want to travel with the team because of the grind. But like I said, there's all situations. I've been in a lot of situations. And one thing for sure is I keep it for defensemen, try and keep it simple, especially these young guys, and make it easier on them to, you know, just to get to develop, quite honestly. And, you know, PK is a big thing. Obviously, you see last night with the Edmonton game in Dallas, all the goals were power play. Until the empty netter. So it's a big part of the game, special teams, and that's one thing that I thought I kind of excelled in.
Chris, I'm curious. So Jeff Blashill was a goalkeeper as a player. He's a goalie as a player. Are those guys, is there a type when you talk about goalies? I mean, I'm just curious, is that separate kind of outside the game in a way while being obviously a crucial part of it?
Well, I think most teams now, obviously, we've got Jimmy Wade, who's done a great job mm-hmm. over the years with the goaltenders, but I think he could add something, especially with the young goaltenders and Stewart, which who we have now. Just to give maybe Jimmy a little bit of a different perspective, it always helps. But so that's a bonus, right, that you have a guy who's played goalie. And we need, you know, one of our goaltenders, or if not both these young guys, and we've got another guy in Rockford coming up, you know, make sure they don't throw them into the fire and just bring them along so they don't, you know, they come in with some confidence. It's still going to be a struggle defensively, I think, but you'll notice, you know, immediately after training camp, they should be a better team defensively, more structured, 5-on-5, and especially our forwards to help out the young D. You don't want to blame the forwards, but give them some structure, make it easier on everybody, and to make them a team that's going to hopefully, you know, make a run for the playoffs here this year.
Shelly, the Hawks have a ton of young defensemen who are talented but inexperienced, and I just wondered, because of your relationship with Jeff Blashill and your shared past, will you serve in any capacity, unofficial or otherwise, in terms of helping him coach this team?
You know, that's just up to Kyle Davidson and Blash and that conversations. I'd love to, you know, talk to the kids at some point. I think we mentioned that last week. Why wouldn't you? I'm a Chicago fan, and I want to see them do better. I still say we got all those big young D, but someone's got to step up, and it's contagious, and start using those big bodies and be a tougher team to play against. Someone's got to be that Seabrook that, you know, every once in a while lights someone up, and that's what makes you hard to play against. That'll slow down the other team's best players. And right now, you know, maybe that'll come with time, but some of those guys got to start using their bodies and being more physical, and it makes a difference, trust me.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because I think that there are many different types of player in terms of the way you develop a team. You know, you need certain guys that can win the puck. You need guys that can score goals. You need guys that can set things up a little bit. You obviously need defensemen. They seem like they have smaller, faster guys, generally speaking, on the forward line. Do you need to mix that up a little bit? Do you need more of a physical type of player? Do you keep that in mind when you get to the draft, or is that more of a free agency thing?
Well, you're talking about chemistry. You can't have too much of one thing. Like you mentioned, we do have some great skilled smaller players, offensive players, but you need those guys like Michaela that's a bigger body with a little mean to them. I think they know that. If you're watching the playoffs, you see how physical it is. You see Florida's got those three pests, Marchand, Bennett, and Tkachuk, which happened to, you know, all be their top players too. But because the way they play, it's contagious on that team. But for sure, you need some bigger, you know, some size. And again, a team that's going to be hard to play against. So you don't want to run and gun and skill. There's only one McDavid in the league, right? So you got to be able to play against those guys. And you're seeing that's one thing. No one wants to hit McDavid. The only kid that's hit him so far is Blackwell, and everybody looked at him sideways like, what are you doing? So we got to have those guys. You know, you just have to have those guys that want to be the bad guy. You hate to say it, day in and day out on a consistent basis. So it'll come. Hopefully it'll come.
Shelly, Frank Nazar has had a tremendous summer off season for Team USA. And yep. I just wonder, how often does that translate? How can that carry over into next season for his next step?
Oh, no question. When I came from the Olympics and came in and then played the World Cup, right after that, it was amazing, like just being able to compete at that level. They accomplished over there. By the way, congratulations to Team USA. That hasn't happened since 1930. Good for them. That's a huge win for them. So I believe that's right. Right? They haven't won the World Championships for that long.
Is that correct?
I don't know if you guys know that.
Yeah.
But yeah. So he's what a great skater is. He's not shy. He plays. You know, he does. He just gets in those hard spots. He's so skilled and. Yeah, he's going to emerge as one of our leaders for sure.
What trait is your favorite one in hockey players? You know, I mean, we see guys with different types of traits. What's the is it more like a brain power determination trait than it is a physical trait?
Yeah, I mean, I just go Bennett, the kid from Florida, doesn't say a word. You just don't know what he's unpredictable. And Marshawn, as a young player, was like that too. He's got the skill to go with the grit. Doesn't care who he's playing against. He's fearless. So that guy, if I'd start my team, he's going to be a free agent this year. I can't see Florida letting him go. You got to keep that guy, but he's another free agent. You mentioned Marner last week, but
yeah.
Bennett's another kid you could build your team around too. He just plays, and that the whole team plays like Bell. There's not a guy on Florida that doesn't finish their checks and play the way he plays, but he adds another dimension.
Chell, you're exactly right. Frankie Nazar led Team USA in scoring with 12 points, and the Americans won the World Championships with a 1-0 victory in overtime over Switzerland, the first time since 1933 the U.S. had won gold at that level. So that's what Frankie Nazar will be bringing back, that kind of momentum into next season. So let's look at the Stanley Cup final, which is about to be set. It looks like it's going to be a rematch. Does that excite you?
Yeah. I mean, again, I think Edmonton's learned, and especially McDavid, he's not scoring as many goals, but that's because he's playing better defensively. He's got a ton of assists, right? So he's figured it out. You know, it took him this long. I don't know how many years he's been in the league, but that's the difference when you got a centerman that's decided to play both ends, and which he didn't do before. And I think back last year in the finals in the first game, he didn't back check at one point. It was a winning goal. So he's bought in, and they're a more dangerous team. I wish Reinhart wouldn't have got hurt, for Florida, because, you know, he's their best two-way player they had. So that's a big loss for them unless he can come back. But it's going to be a heck of a series. You know, they took him to Game 7 last year. Both goaltenders playing unbelievable. So I'm really looking forward to it. You can't call that one. It's going to be Florida's going to bring that physical aspect, but then Edmonton's got Kane to match that now. He's a healthy guy, big body, and actually contributing offensively too.
You can't pick it, but how long does it go? Do you think it's another seven-game series?
Yeah. I mean, six or seven for sure. Like I said, it's just the momentum, and it just seems that's the way it's going to go. You know, it's hard to close out the series, like Matthew Tkachuk said, to beat Carolina, a really good team, what they did to them to set themselves up going up 3-0. But again, Carolina played a perfect game, last game and won 2-0. So it's just hard. I think Florida will end it tonight. They don't want to, get back to their rink and have to get to a game six, right?
Yeah, that's true. Chelly, have you been back at Wrigley Field? Because a lot going on with the Cubs. They're on a roll.
Oh, my God, are they fun to watch, their offense and everybody. The whole team, I think, was it Shaw last night?
Yeah.
Won it for them. So, yeah, it's been great. It hasn't been baseball weather, but now it's coming. So I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a great June, July, August of baseball. I think they're three games up in first right now, and it's exciting. The fans expect it, and the Cubs haven't let them down. And that Pete Crow Armstrong, it's hilarious to watch him. Just his mannerisms and all the stuff he does. He's a little goofy, but what a player.
Great stuff, Chris. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Chelly.
All right, you guys. Take care.
That is Chris Chelios. We get a chance to talk to him every week.
Great still trying stuff. To get him hired.
Yeah,
he could play a role in the organization.
Okay.
He should.
If he wants to.
If he wants to.
Yeah.
He's been very good on TNT in the studio as well.
Yeah, he's been great.
He's been terrific this postseason. And I think he's right about the rematch. Panthers, Oilers, and that could go six or seven games. This year, though, is when McDavid gets it done.
So, I'm just curious, what were your thoughts? Caitlin Clark got injured.
Oh, speaking of the greatest player in her sport?
Well, I'm just saying, she is out for a while, and she is not expected to play here in Chicago when they move to the United Center for that game against the Chicago Sky.
Quad strain. June 7th.
Yes.
Sky and the Fever move to the UC.
Yes.
For the Caitlin Clark effect.
Now, maybe she comes back. Maybe she can get back in time. But it's supposed to be at least 2 weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks is 2 weeks.
That's 2 weeks.
It could if she's a fast healer.
Yeah.
The trick is that I this is the only time I will ever compare Caitlin Clark with Shota Imanaga.
Oh boy!
But this is an injury she hasn't had before. Well, she hasn't missed time before.
Part of the problem.
So you don't know how quickly she can return. Maybe it'll take longer. Maybe it won't be 2 weeks. But nonetheless, the point you're driving at, I believe, is that we saw yesterday from a report from Front Office Sports.
Yes.
That ticket prices at the UC to get in the door before the injury was announced was like $86.
Yes.
Plummeted. The prices plummeted. That's the right word. To $25.
Well,
after the fact.
You know, I don't. The Sky have yet to win, right?
I think they're winless.
Okay.
I don't think that has much to do with why the prices plummeted.
Okay. The price has plummeted because Caitlin Clark's not going to play. But I thought that people watched the WNBA to see Angel Reese. Did she say that last year?
Okay, Rolling Stones are having a concert. All of a sudden, last minute, Mick Jagger's not appearing.
Okay.
You going?
Yeah, to see, you know, I want to see some guitar.
Is that a bad comp? I think
that's
you
a
know
bad
what I'm
comp.
Getting at, is it?
Yeah, I think that.
Star power.
Yeah,
Star power, what we're talking about.
But
Star power,
but the
Molly.
The Stones aren't one
why
man.
Why did they move the game to the United Center?
Keith Richards worth the price of admission.
Okay.
What, they moved the game because of Caitlin Clark.
Yes.
And she's the gate. I don't know if she's the GOAT, but she's the gate.
She may not be the GOAT, but she's definitely the gate.
It'll be very curious to see if their ratings are impacted.
What are you curious about? You're going to know. You already know.
So their ratings are going to be impacted.
Yes.
Like people watch.
I'm not curious.
People have watched the sport.
It's the surest thing
to see her play.
Women's sports.
Okay.
The Caitlin Clark effect is real. People can deny it all they want. She's the reason people go to games and why they watch on television. She's the biggest reason, not the only reason.
No.
Now, that can be true.
But the ticket price is plummeting from, I believe it was almost $87 to $25.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you are related to her in some way and you find out she's coming back. Don't you just buy a block of tickets?
Well, I think we have some industrious, enterprising producers that were talking about doing just that for the possibility of getting in cheap because she is coming back because you believe in her healing powers.
I wish my older daughter was younger, the one that played basketball, because she would be really wanting to go to this game. Now I think that has passed. I don't know that she's as interested, especially if Caitlin Clark's not going to be there. But on the chance that she is, I wouldn't even do it to make money. But I'd like to see, I've never seen her in person. I'd like to see her in person.
That's how I feel, the same way. And then $25, I'll take that.
I think that's a bargain.
I mean, it's the radio home for a limited number of Sky basketball.
How many do we get?
We should have a couple of seats.
How many
do
we get? We might be at the end of the line.
Can we get four?
I mean, here's the problem. The problem is that was going to be a really appealing broadcast. I mean, the broadcast's appealing. I'm saying that might have been better served by having Caitlin Clark play.
Mm-hmm. Well, everything about every game that the fever is involved. Every WNBA game is better served with Caitlin Clark playing.
I agree.
The quality of the product improves exponentially when she is on the court.
Should they move it back to Wintrust Arena?
Well,
is that what you're saying?
No, what they should do is they should move either the schedule up or back. I think they start at a very odd time, the WNBA. I think the product is good. It's good basketball. But starting and going, basically the start of their season goes head-to-head with the Eastern and Western Conference Finals of the NBA, which then leads to the NBA Finals. I just think that's, you know, it's in the baseball season just started.
When are you going to do that, though? When are you going to? It's a different audience you're seeking, though, isn't it?
And the crazy part, too, they just expanded their, like, season. Now it's even longer.
So
I might suggest immediately after the college basketball season.
Can't do
season.
That because the college basketball players at least deserve a couple.
No, they're 19 or 20 years old. It's like PCA not having a day off today, David. Okay, they don't deserve a 4 week four month vacation. Okay, March Madness to June.
I mean, more quad strains from star players?
We've got a texter wondering why would Caitlin Clark race back to play against the Sky
for the good of the game.
Well, they could probably win the game without her. Is the point?
Well, yeah, unfortunately, I think that she is wired in a way that when she is ready to go, it doesn't matter who the opponent is. She'll play.
Yeah.
She hasn't missed games. She never missed a game at Iowa.
Okay. So. Well, whatever. She's going to miss some games, apparently.
So go get your tickets cheap. Get them now.
You want to see them play? Go now. Because when she comes back, you won't get a ticket.
Well, you can listen to it.
The only reason I want to go is to see her play.
Stay home and listen.
All right. It's just wild. It'll just be interesting. And I agree with you, David. We already know what's going to happen. So what's the point? All right. We got some Bears breaking NFL news, etc. We'll talk about that next. Mully and Haw on the Score.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Will Aaron Rodgers ever go to the Bears?
Oh boy. Security, can we get her out of here? I need some security.
Can you take it easy on her on this one?
No, but I believe there's a team that might play in Chicago this year.
Let's go!
On a road trip. I don't know. I'm not sure. Gotta check it out.
Are you speaking in code?
I love Chicago, though. Way more than they love me. It's been a great relationship, all one way.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. That is the voice of Aaron Rodgers,
yeah.
The quarterback of the
Nobody. I cannot believe we're sitting here on May 28th and he's still unsigned.
He's going to be playing for a team this year. You heard him. They play in Chicago. And we know the Steelers play in Chicago this year.
They do.
That's what he was referencing.
That's the only conceivable team he could be referencing.
He likes coming to the city. He's had fun in Chicago.
He enjoys it, wouldn't you?
Remember the time he was walking down Michigan Avenue, the woman and her child.
And his kid and stuff. Yeah. He took a picture. So what? He did a selfie. It's not hard to take a selfie.
I thought you like Aaron
Rodgers.
It's
not hard to be nice to a stranger.
Will you like him more as the Steelers quarterback than you did as the Packers quarterback?
I like the way he plays football.
Yeah, he's a good player.
Yeah, behind center, yes. Behind the microphone, no thanks.
So you know who doesn't like him, period, end
of
story?
I think I do.
Okay.
Besides Dustin raising his hand, would be Terry Bradshaw, who went on 103.7 The Buzz, I think that's in Arkansas, the Morning Mayhem show, and he was telling and sharing his opinion on Aaron Rodgers.
What do you think about possibly Aaron Rodgers being the quarterback? That's a joke. He shouldn't. That is just, to me, is a joke. What are you going to do, bring him in for 1 year? Are you kidding me? I mean,
that's not the Steelers' way, right?
No, man, that guy needs to stay in California and go, somewhere and chew on bark and whisper to the gods out there.
100%. These guys on the show, Mr. Bradshaw, know I'm not a fan of his. We've been around each other personally, and he was not a kind person.
He does not. I had to go over and introduce myself to him. He's not. I had to go, hey, Aaron, I'm Terry Bradshaw. I know he knows me, but I just felt like I better tell him who I am.
Yeah.
And not, you know, walk in there and you get in his presence and you feel like it's going to start snowing. So. Oh, hold on. Roger, that was supposed to be something.
There you go.
Dan Hanton, do you agree with that bad move that they go with Rodgers for the Steelers?
He is not a guy you'd want for a neighbor. But here in Chicago, I watched him for 15 years make play after play to win football games. And from what I understand, Aaron Rodgers' agent is basically telling the league, it's just a matter of time. Aaron's kind of cleaning up some personal matters. He is going to be a part of the Steelers.
That is our guy, Dan Hampton. Mm-hmm. Always good to hear from Hamp on a show down there. And he jumped in to tell Terry it doesn't matter whether you like him or don't.
He's not going to be your neighbor.
He played a very good brand of quarterback against the Bears over the years.
Oh, no doubt about it. He played well enough to consider himself part owner.
That's
of
right.
The Bears.
He said, I
that was
you.
From The Buzz in that Arkansas?
That's The Buzz. Yeah.
I wonder how that will go down, because if, in fact, this comes true, Aaron Rodgers becomes the Steelers quarterback, wears a Steelers jersey, the best quarterback in Steeler history is one Terry Bradshaw.
Mm-hmm.
Awkward.
Well, I mean, I don't know how it will work.
He'll probably be pretty good.
I would imagine that he'd be pretty good.
Arthur Smith still OC there?
You know, who was their quarterback? Who is their quarterback?
Last year was Russell Wilson and Justin Fields.
Yes, I'm aware.
Right now
of that.
It's Mason Rudolph.
That's what I'm saying.
And Will Howard.
And who would be better, Aaron Rodgers?
No question.
That's why
Aaron Rodgers is taking his own sweet time, because he can. There's not a job to win. The job is his.
He's taking care of some personal business.
What is that?
He's trying to get that Indy 500 driver to stop badmouthing.
Wow, she really came in hot.
Danica Patrick torched him.
Emotional abuse.
Oh my gosh.
That's what she had to say about her experience with Aaron Rodgers.
That's not a happy breakup, buddy.
No.
And that's a few.
That's a long time ago.
Yeah, it seems like it's
It's been a long time ago. Yeah, Texter, 815. Terry Bradshaw did call Aaron Rodgers an idiot on The Score at one point in time. I think it was the afternoon show when he was on a while back.
Okay.
There's no love lost there. That's why I think that it's fascinating to think that he's going to the franchise that Terry Bradshaw represented so well for so long and won, four Super Bowls?
Four.
He's got four Super Bowl rings?
Mm-hmm.
No, 6-3-0. No, I don't think the Saints have a shot at Aaron Rodgers. I think
Aaron
that's been ruled out.
Aaron Rodgers has one.
Yeah, he does. He has one.
Yes.
And I think some people believe that diminishes his stature as an all-time great because he doesn't have more than one. And if he were as good as people say he is, he would have handled that.
Were you amused that they finally drafted a wide receiver after getting rid of him?
It was kind of funny. But they got rid of him a couple years ago now.
I'm just saying.
That's old.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would be less amused if Golden is the reason that the Bears lose to the Packers.
Are the Bears going to do better in the division than people are giving them?
Okay, back to the Bears. OTAs today. Yes. Are they going to do better in the division? Well, I think that you look at how the division could shape up. I think the Vikings have the capability with that defense to be the best team in the division. I think Detroit
Detroit's got the Super Bowl.
Detroit.
They've got those Super Bowl titles behind them.
I think it's going to be those two teams at the top. The Bears are going to come in probably third.
Really?
9-8.
So you're picking the Packers to lose the division?
Yeah.
Okay.
As of now.
That's pretty good.
Let's wait and see what happens. You know,
it's early.
Now and,
it's early.
But somebody's got to finish fourth. Change. And I just don't. I want to be consistent. We both picked the Bears to be 9-8. Typically, 9-8 teams don't finish fourth in their division.
Yeah, it's a good division.
So, if they're 9-8, theoretically, they would probably finish third.
Be great if the Packers could lose the division.
It'd be funny, especially with all the shade between Ben Johnson and, you know,
Flower.
Matt LaFleur.
Yeah.
Matt LaFleur, yeah. So today, do you think we'll hear from Caleb Williams?
No. Do you?
Doubt it.
Yeah.
Doubt it.
I've given up hope.
Yeah, it would probably be proactive, get ahead of it, but now it's already been kind of dissected and overanalyzed. So I don't know if we will hear from him, and not sure at what point does it matter. I think we'll hear from him before they break up, before training camp, so that would be next week, maybe.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
I hope things are going well. I hope the install is successful.
The install should be very successful. I'm curious to see who we hear from today, who's yes. next, and a lot of good people you could choose from. Last week, I thought it was beneficial to hear from Grady Jarrett. I think that, you know, Tremaine Edmonds, will he play middle linebacker this year in this defense? And if he doesn't, is that a good move? I think that could be a good move for both T.J. Edwards and Tremaine Edmonds. I think they both could benefit from that.
Will Tremaine Edmonds play better? Would be the question I'd like to have answered.
What did
Not
I say?
Sure he could play worse.
He had a pretty bad year. What did I say? I said, yeah, I think he should play well. You think he should? You need to see him improve.
I think he needs to play well.
Yeah. Yep. He's got to be a difference maker. He's got to be a turnover creator. He's got to be a guy that you signed for all of that money when you signed him. I think that might be easier for him to do if you just give him a different vantage point. I think T.J. Edwards could be more natural inside linebacker too, middle linebacker. Yeah, I love it. Football in June, late May.
Yeah.
It's the way the NFL has controlled or tried to control the news cycle, OTAs, organized team activities. It's kind of ridiculous. There's not much that's going to happen today that's going to affect week one, but it does give us fodder and it does create some content, and you never know what their guys are going to say.
Yeah, I'll be curious to see. I mean, we will follow everything that is expressed by anybody connected to the Bears. I think we're front and center, very interested in the story. The White Sox play this afternoon. We know they move that game up, so that's a good thing. And I think that the Cubs are probably the story right now.
Oh, the Cubs are the biggest story in town because they are they are really on a roll, and they are 34-21. Three-game lead over the Cardinals, who keep winning, refuse to go away, and they're not going to go anywhere. So you have the Cubs in the midst of a sweep of the Rockies, which I think you guys have, for whatever reason, agreed that they have to have a sweep. It's a must-sweep series.
Oh, you're hoping they lose the
Rockies. I'm not hoping they lose, no.
Yeah. You want the Rockies to win as many games as possible so the White Sox are stuck being losers
forever. That's not true.
That's what your motivation is.
I just don't look at this as like, okay, sense of urgency. You got to squeeze every last pitch out of Matthew Boyd and everything. If they lose today's game, I mean, they still win the series. Last night took a lot of pressure off. Thank you, Matt Shaw.
Yeah, you got to do better.
So I see. I think when you win the first two, I think then it does put the extra emphasis on completing the mission, which is a sweep.
The mission.
And they haven't done that as much as you
would. No, last time they did that was against the White Sox, right?
Yeah.
How do you explain Matt Shaw, though? Isn't that a great story? Can I go back to being like over my skis about Matt Shaw the way I was in March?
No problem with that.
See, he has really benefited from that time in the minors because he got away he decompressed, he hit reset, he came back with the confidence that I think you see. And I think also...
Well, I don't think that's accurate. I think he didn't get away. I think he went down there and worked on specific things, and he improved, and he resolved what the issue was. Whether that resolved it or not, he got the confidence that he had resolved it.
I know you were out of town.
I thought it was pretty hard work.
I know you're in Detroit. He did work hard, but
I was in Detroit.
We interviewed him on Saturday inside the clubhouse. We had a moment, Bruce and I and Matt and Shawzy.
Okay.
Shawzy. And he talked about how getting away helped him. Like, he just had for a couple days, it helped not to just think about, oh my gosh, what's going wrong? And helped just kind of, you know, reset.
But I think he worked pretty hard and he changed things he did the things they wanted him
to
do.
He's top of the ball now.
Back. Yeah.
He's going the other way. Notice last night, game winner, right field.
You know what he's doing is he's not behind on everything. He was kind of behind on everything because he had so much activity going on with his swing.
And he made another tremendous defensive play last night.
Mm-hmm.
He's been a defensive wizard.
Stalwart,
I believe.
We're
is
calling
the right
him
word.
A stalwart.
Yes.
Yeah. No, he's
so
been really
it's
good.
It's been a lot of fun.
You know, I mean, they brought in Nicky Lopez to play that position at one point because they just needed to stop all the errors.
Yep.
And now you got a guy that is not only playing good defense, but he just won a game for you last night
with at the plate.
First ever walk-off.
Yeah, yeah, and he's hitting, you know, 350 since his return in 8 games.
Yep.
Long may it last, because if you don't have to worry about a third baseman at the trade deadline, Jed Hoyer can focus and zero in on bullpen help or maybe an additional starter.
No question. They need...
Cubs are the story. White Sox play today. It's going to be a interesting day to see them play the Mets. Luis Robert Jr., not in the lineup.
Yeah, that's interesting. Michael Johnson playing.
Michael Taylor. Miguel. Michael Taylor.
I'm sorry.
It's Michael Taylor.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm told he's playing center field.
Okay.
Dustin asked a good question, though. If the Cubs did have Luis Robert Jr., where would he bat in the Cubs lineup?
Well, he's not the entity he once was.
Would he start in the Cubs outfield?
Well, today he would, though, right? Based on today, PCA having a day off.
So no, he's not
playing
PCA
for the White Sox today, so
off.
He may as well play for the Cubs,
okay,
right?
Okay, we don't give out bad information. PCA, they haven't had the Cubs lineup yet. I just said if you were going to give PCA one day off this year, it would be today. And they could
so
play
if Jed's using the Odyssey app or if Craig's using it, Craig's on later today. So, you know, maybe we'll find out then. He'll break some news to the afternoon show. He's on at 2:30, I believe.
Be a good question for 5 on it. You can do it at 5 on it.
All right. We'll take a quick time out, and we'll be back to talk to Layla, I believe, Marshall and...
And Grody.
Mark Grody in today.
Yeah, they're
as well.
Out. They definitely are together again, reunited, if you will. Oh, by the way, be the 6th caller at the Scores Contest line, and you can win a chance to see Dierks Bentley at Credit Union 1 Amphitheater, 6/4/25. That's June 14th, courtesy of Live Nation. Visit livenation.com, 312-540-0670. Dierks Bentley will tell you how to get drunk on a plane. 6th caller to the Scores Contest line.
Mully and Haw on the score.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming and 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.